Well, it's tax season. You filed already, right? I know you have. Well, today across America, whether you filed or not, thousands of people are going to get a phone call that sounds a lot like this.
Hello. We have been trying to reach you. This call is officially a final notice from IRS, Internal Revenue Services. The reason of this call is to inform you that IRS is filing lawsuit against you. To get more information about this case file, please call immediately on our department number 202.
Urgent, full of authority, easy to make you think you might be in legal jeopardy. It all sounds really scary until you learn, of course, that's a scam. Sophisticated criminal enterprises routinely targeting unsuspecting taxpayers, trying to convince them to give away their money. They use threats of litigation, fines, even jail or deportation. And while a lot of scammers have been getting more creative with their attacks, you can stay safe by arming yourself with a few important facts. Here to help us with that is Lisa Schefferle, attorney at the Federal Trade Commission, Division of Consumer and Business Education. Lisa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we heard that call, but they do get more sophisticated than that with the tax scammers. What are some of the most popular scams right now?
The two most popular scams are the IRS imposter scam that you just described and then tax identity theft. The IRS imposter scam, they call and they may know all or part of your Social Security number. They may even make caller ID look like the call is coming from the IRS and from Washington, D.C. with the 202 area code. They usually threaten arrest or deportation unless you pay right away. And they'll tell you to put the money on a prepaid debit card or a gift card or even to wire it to them. And then in addition to that, there's the tax identity theft, which is when someone misuses your Social Security number to get a tax refund or other tax benefit.
Can a live person call as well and try to keep you on the hook?
Absolutely. It can be a robocall or it can be a live person. And what people need to know is the IRS will not ask you to pay by iTunes, Apple gift card, or wire transfer. They don't take payment that way. And they will not request personal information by email, text, or social media. They're also not going to threaten arrest or deportation. So if you get a call and it's someone claiming to be from the IRS asking you to wire money or put it on a prepaid or gift card, just hang up. It's a scam.
If the IRS does call you, if you're behind, what options do you have to make the person on the other end of the phone confirm their identity before you go any further with them?
The best thing to do is to hang up and call back the IRS at their 800 number, which is 800-829-1040, because if they've called you, you can never be sure who you're talking to. But if you call back the IRS at their 800 number, 800-829-1040, you can check if you think maybe you do owe back taxes, they'll let you know.
Now, talk a little bit more about tax identity scams. We've heard more about these in recent years than in years before, people scamming and taking people's refunds and doing other things as well.
Right. What they do is they take your Social Security number and then they can file for a tax refund. So when you go and file your taxes, you'll get a message from the IRS that it's a duplicate tax return and you may have trouble getting your refund until you're able to straighten out the tax identity theft. So they can get your Social Security number through a data breach. They can get it through one of these imposter scams that we talked about, or they can get it through other means. So it's really important to safeguard your Social Security number throughout the year, and especially at tax time.
Now, how do you know if you've been hit with a tax identity scam? I could imagine that a lot of time could go by. They might take a couple of $100 of your refund before you even realize it's gone.
That's true. Usually you'll find out because you'll get a notice from the IRS when you try to file your own refund or file your own taxes, and then you'll get a duplicate notice from the IRS. So you'll find out as soon as you file your taxes, and that's why we recommend it's too late for this year, but next year it's good to file early because then you can beat the identity thief to the punch. So even if there's tax identity theft, you'll at least get your refund, and they'll be the second one who gets the duplicate message.
Do we have a sense, Lisa Schefferle, of what types of taxpayers scammers like to target? Do they pick and choose or do they just cast a really wide net?
They'll target anyone. Tax identity theft and the IRS imposter scams can affect anyone regardless of age, gender, race, socioeconomic status. The scammers just want to get money from anyone they can get it from.
Is the IRS beefed up to police and respond to this stuff?
Absolutely. The good news is that even though there are still problems we need to be vigilant about, tax identity theft is down 46% from 2017 as opposed to 2016. And we don't know for sure why, but we do know the IRS has put in a lot of new algorithms to catch those tax identity thieves before they take your refund. The other good news is that IRS imposter scams are down 54% from 2017 versus 2016. And that's in part due to these consumer education efforts and also due to a joint law enforcement effort between the FTC, Department of Justice, IRS, and TIGDA to shut down major call centers that operated these IRS imposter scams.
So the scammers are still trying. It does sound like Americans are getting a little bit smarter about this.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why it's great that people are listening and they pass on these tips to their friends and family not to fall victim to these IRS imposter scams.
Staying safe during tax season, Lisa Schefferle with the Federal Trade Commission Division of Consumer and Business Education. Lisa, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Susan from Columbia, and someone had called my elderly parents saying that they were from the IRS and threatening that they would be fined heavily if they didn't make a credit card payment right away. Luckily, my parents hadn't answered the phone, so luckily they were able to avoid the scam.
This is Randy in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Last year, someone hacked into my email account and found my tax information in the sent email file from a previous year. They used this information to file an altered return claiming a refund. The IRS caught the fraudulent return and contacted me. The IRS gave me an identity PIN to use to safely file my taxes this year.
Your experiences with tax scams as we head toward tax day on April 17th this year. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.